Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So going out there, becoming a filmmaker, covering Bigfoot and related sightings, what about getting people to admit to what they saw, but also determining that the person who tells you this isn't just making it up for some glory in some 15 minutes or so?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those, you know, as you know, I'm a seasoned investigator, so and part of that came with interviewing people. So there's some skills that I had learned while interviewing people during, you know, crash investigations and things like that, that I just carried over into, you know, the paranormal world of interviewing. And as I would talk to some of these people, there's some people who's like really excited to talk about it. And sometimes you can pepper in certain questions or leading questions and something that would be absurd and, you know, kind of lead them along the way. And then you can kind of tell if they're just kind of making things up. But other ones who were somewhat reluctant to talk about it, and you could tell that their encounter impacted them emotionally and they would become uncomfortable talking about a situation. And not only does their voice indicate that they're uncomfortable, but their body language will convey that they're uncomfortable. They'll start to squirm, and you know, you could, you know, see they'll be repositioning themselves, and you know, I'll pay real close attention to their eyes. And If they look a certain way, they're trying to remember a memory. But if they look another way, they're making things up. And I'll let all the psychologists out there kind of, you know, I'll let them talk about that. But that's one thing that I've observed in the past.
Just understand the things you do here. As a traffic analyst, you're looking into traffic problems and traffic mm-hmm. patterns, pretty much. So where you investigate an accident or a series of accidents has to be something serious. It's not just the ordinary fender bender.
That's right. Yeah, and typically there's fatalities involved. And, you know, generally when people get involved in something, their memory is, especially a crash, you know, their memory is foggy. But there's certain things that you can say or do that will jog that memory, or you can challenge them. Now, that's one of the most effective ways that that I have seen to be able to kind of jog people's memory is to challenge their memory. Like there was this one woman that was telling me about a Bigfoot encounter, and, you know, her memory was kind of foggy. So I would say, well, you said there was a kind of a stinky smell, didn't you? And she said, no, I didn't. There was no stinky smell. And I was like, okay. And, you know, she would keep, you know, talk about it more. And, you know, I was like, oh, okay. Well, you said the sun was, in front of it, right? And they're like, no, the sun was behind it because, you know, she could see the silhouette. It you know, when you start to challenge these people, these memories, and sometimes you say something that they know they didn't say, and they'll get hot, almost hostile with you. Like, I didn't say that. I'm like, okay, I'm just, you know, jogging your memory. So that actually helps them remember things. So the ones that are too easily led and are just, some of them are just very outlandish, you know, and I try not to waste too much time with that. But, I'm sort of a seasoned investigator now, so it actually doesn't take me long to determine whether somebody's feeding me a line of bull or if they're actually truthful.
I wouldn't think you would actually run into a lot of people who were trying to do that, because really, ultimately, what's in it for them? Just with the exception of that brief giggle that they pulled one over on you. You know, right. Most people aren't like that. There's just a few, in the world.
Mm-hmm. We've ran across a few like that. Not a whole lot, but we've run across a few. And we've ran across a few that probably needed some mental help. But, for the most part, people have just been very, very forthcoming. And some of them, I wouldn't say all of them were happy to talk about. Actually, most of them were reluctant to talk about their experiences. But once you got them comfortable with you and that they knew that you're not going to make fun of them, then they would open up and talk.
Well, them not, okay. People not willing to talk. That is familiar to me because, when I was a kid, I had relatives on my mom's side of the family who grew up during the Depression in, rural Illinois, rural Tennessee, and you didn't talk about things like that. Mm-hmm. I suppose it would be considered, for want of another, a better word, taboo. I don't think that people thought that it would give them bad luck. Some, maybe some did, but you didn't talk about stuff like that. So being able to get people to talk to you, it's great.
Yeah, and you don't approach people with a camera in their face and, just, hey, tell me your story, blah, blah, blah. You don't do that. I would consider that bad form. But you have to first, let them know that you're not going to make fun of them. You're not going to patronize them. You're actually going to tell their story. And once they actually believe you and they realize that, they're more apt to tell their story. Now, there's still been some that has told their story and then come back and asked us not to not to show it, and we've respected that, even though we didn't have to. But we're not here to make enemies. We're here to tell a story and show the people of the world the things we've experienced. And if somebody doesn't want to be part of that, then after interviewing them, then all we've lost is a little bit of time. We try to have very good relations with everybody that we've interviewed, because, like I say, the only thing that you really have is your integrity. And I feel comfortable with everybody that's been in our film. We've had very good experiences and have very good relationships with them.
I wanted to ask you more about interviewing people, and this is a bugaboo I have with some people in the UFO field, where I'll give MUFON as an example because I keep bragging on them, that they will look at someone who has an experience and they'll focus on the UFO sighting as if it were some external event. But there's no question on their questionnaire or investigative techniques, evidently, to look at the possibility that somebody who sees a UFO may have had other experiences before, after, during. So I'm going to ask you in our next segment, Greg Ogles, when you talk to people and you get them to reveal they saw some strange creature or an orb or something weird, how far do you probe into seeing what else has happened, either then or in their family history, because I suppose this could be a fascinating series of revelations. We've got more with Greg, where he'll answer that question. With Tim and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
That is, by the way, Tim Swartz trying to sound like a Bigfoot, because we don't know what kind of voice a Bigfoot will have, unless it's just a roar. But seriously, Greg, how far afield do you go in questioning people about other things that have happened to them?
Well, that's actually a very good question, Gene. One person that retracted their interview, asked us to retract their interview, we discovered that that person, it wasn't just them that experienced things. It was a generational thing. So it went back, you know, two generations at least. Went back to her grandparents experiencing things, and then her parents experiencing things, and then she experiences things in relation to the Bigfoots. Now, when we interviewed a lot of our subjects, we would ask, you know, how did you get started in it? What started this for you? Tell us your whole story, not just a story of just one incident. When I like to interview people, I like to keep things open-ended and not book-ended, if that makes any sense. I don't want just a segment. I want your story. And if your story only involves one encounter, then fine, that's okay. It's book-ended. But we have seen that most of the people who we interviewed that had encounters, their encounters was not just one. There were multiple encounters over a long period of time. And we tried to, as best we could, put all of that information in the film. Now, you know, we were constrained by time. And we wanted everything to flow good. So obviously we had to cut a whole lot of material out that I wish we could have kept. But I think when people do see The Legend of the Downy Booger, our first film, that our witnesses do a pretty good job of telling the entire story and not just something that's bookended. If that answers your question there, Gene.
Well, it's certainly very important that to get all the information you can. Now, you evidently have a team of other people who work with you on these projects. How did you put that team together?
Well, like I said before, I reached out to the University of Alabama in Birmingham, UAB, and their theater department. And the department head there put me in touch with Brent, who's in my group. He's essentially the editor and director of photography, and, you know, a personality too. He's every bit as much a researcher as anybody else is. And then there's Janice. Janice I met at my chiropractor, of all things, but I was looking for another cinematographer, and she had done cinematography work within her church, and she's interested in the Bigfoot stuff. So I said, hey, you know, would you like to go along and see if, you know, if something like this would interest you? And, you know, she just became a part of our team. And we've had some to come and go. And, you know, we had this, you know, one young lady, her name was Mo. Love her to death. She was a UAB student. And she wanted us to get more resume experience. So she knew nothing about what we did. So I took her out to Bankhead Forest, Bankhead National Forest, just to kind of show her where we would be filming and some of the things that we would be doing. And this is one of these things that was interesting. I always have a habit of putting a camera on top of my car when I start to enter the national forest. So I stopped and put it, you know, it's a little small magnetic camera, put it on top of the car. So we entered into the woods, and sure enough, right before we got to the place where we was going to park, we saw something dark, kind of dark between the trees. And she said, "What was that? What was that?" And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it was a bear. But thinking that I've got the camera on top of the car, we're in good shape. So we continue down the road where the gate was closed. We continue on down the road walking. And as we walk, we're starting to become paralleled. I mean, we walk, and it walks, and we stop, it stops. And this goes on for maybe half a mile. And we finally, she's starting it. As we're walking, this thing, whatever's walking with us, starts to become closer, closer, closer to us. But the foliage is so thick here in June that you just can't see very far into the woods at all. So she gets starts to become very, very uneasy. And it gets really, really close. And then there's two trees about 6 inches of diameter. So that just start violently shaking. And even then, I'm at this point said, okay, time to go back to the car. So we're going back to the car, and, you know, it starts to follow us back out, you know. And we kind of come up to a clearing, and it stops. I don't see what it is at the clearing. But anyway, so I go back to the car, and I get back home, and I'm like, yes, I am so excited. I'm going to put this SD card right into my computer and see exactly what that was. And would you know, as soon as I turn into the woods, you know, I'm into the woods about 5 minutes, and then right before we get to that little parking area, the camera is still going, it's still recording, but the dadgum recording is corrupted. And it stays corrupted for 15 minutes. And then all of a sudden it starts playing, you know, like nothing ever happened again, you know, because it records in 5 minute segments, right? So for 3 5-minute segments, the film's just corrupted. I can't explain it. And then all of a sudden it starts recording normally again. So, but I reached out to UAB and just other other groups of like Bigfoot groups, if anybody would be interested. But for the most part, it's just me, Brent, and Janice. There's been other people to come and go, but they've been recruited in all in similar ways.
Over the years in the Paracast, we've interviewed people who are involved in Bigfoot investigations, some part of groups, some individuals. Now, does your group have interactions with others to try to coordinate data?
Yes, we do. Now our data is mostly in the form of film. I don't keep a journal. I don't write in a book. We do keep audio.
With Greg Gene Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Update. President Biden at his home in Wilmington, Delaware this weekend, signing the $1.2 trillion spending bill that will keep the government funded through September. An outpouring of support continues to come in from around the world for Kate Middleton, the Princess of Wales, who shares her cancer diagnosis with the world in a video she records.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately, for the sake of our young family.
Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So your group, Greg Ogles, you're not publishing a newsletter or news reports. You're mainly focusing on capturing stuff on film.
That's right.
But does that make it easier or harder to work out your information with others?
Well, I don't think it really has a bearing one way or the other, because a lot of our encounters are ingrained within us. I mean, once you start having these encounters, they're very difficult to forget. So when we were actually making the first film, we talked to no one. And we did that for a reason. We didn't want anybody else's opinion or theories to influence what we were doing and what our conclusions would be. But, I mean, that was for our first film. Our second film, we're obviously collaborating. And, yeah, we do collaborate, but like I said, most of our, encounters I keep inside my head. And, you know, when I talk to other people, you know, I say, hey, A, B, and C happened. Has this ever happened to you? And what are the conditions that, you know, that were going on, but like weather conditions or you know, geological conditions, whatever it may be. But what was your conditions? And I always compare them to mine. And I've noticed that going back to the quartz thing, a lot of other people have quartz or silicon involved with some of their encounters.
Is there a sensitivity involved there?
Sensitivity?
You mentioned quartz or silicon.
Mm-hmm. Well, You know, personally, I think that quartz stores energy, and I think, you know, silicon does too, but, you know, the different frequencies of energy, and I think the different frequencies of energy attract different types of entities. A long time ago, you've heard of the jinn, and the jinn were associated with the deserts and other areas of it has lots of sand. So I imagine there would be lots of silicon in the sand. And areas that have lots of quartz, there's lots of orbs. So I'm starting to think that, you know, the geological conditions attract certain entities. So, you know, but I'm not ready to commit to that.
With the orbs that you were seeing, a lot of Bigfoot researchers, and this had been kind of a secret among a lot of them for a number of years, started to associate Bigfoot with the orbs, with the thinking that somehow the orbs were being produced by Bigfoot. Do you think that's a possibility, or do you think that orbs are a separate phenomena within the same area?
I will say, whenever we've had orb activity, we've had Bigfoot activity.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't say that we've had Bigfoot activity without orb activity. I can't say that because I just don't remember a time where we've had Bigfoot activity and there's just been no orbs, unless we just missed the, or misinterpreted the Bigfoot activity. Like, for example, in our film, we're actually filming the orb. You'll see a bright object in the woods, and that's actually an orb. It gets bright and dim, bright and dim. Not like a lightning bug. But sure enough, right in between us and that orb is this thing crawling. Now, the other place where we saw the Bigfoot stand up, we've had lots of orb activity there. So they do go hand in hand. Are they directly related? That I don't know. And I can't commit to saying they're directly related, but I do know that they're associated with each other.
Well, I should point out to our audience, who may not know this, but the crawling stance that you saw in your film has been reported by other researchers. It has a name, in fact. It's called the spider crawl. And this is something that has been observed others that Bigfoot do.
Mm-hmm. Well, if that is indeed what it's doing, you can clearly tell that there's arms, and you can clearly tell that it's on all fours. Particularly when you enhance the video some more. So that may exactly be what they're doing. And as a matter of fact, where we got the print and the footprint cast and the handprint cast was very close together, almost like it would be crawling. There was actually two handprints there, but one of them wasn't castable, but there was, you know, but they were 5 feet apart, you know. I mean, so yeah, I do think that Bigfoot probably spends as much time on all fours as it does erect, as it does bipedal.
Well, and you had made mention of the footprints that just suddenly stopped in the middle of the field. You know, I mean, we've had other researchers on the show that mentioned sightings of Bigfoot where it'll be walking along and then just grow transparent and disappear like a ghost.
And see, that's one of the things that we didn't really want to talk about in the first film because we didn't have a way to explain it. You know, at that time, I'll be honest, we were sort of thinking that, you know, it's an ape. And, you know, apes aren't supposed to just fly, you know. And there was no reason for those footprints to disappear because the soil conditions were, you know, still the same. That's another one of the things that we just didn't delve into because we didn't know how to explain it, you know.
But as you found, as you worked on this film and more stuff happens to you, that there is a lot more going on than the possibility of a physical hairy hominid running around in the woods.
Yes. I'm firmly in a camp now where I think there's something more to Bigfoot than just flesh and blood. Whether it's, you know, some people say, you know, they'll cloak or whatever. I don't know if they necessarily cloak rather than are they moving in and out of our dimension? You know, do they have that ability? Do they have the ability to change the frequency so that, you know, they're not in our physical dimension anymore?
Before we go into other dimensions to explore, we're going to explore these announcements. Greg, Tim, Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So now, Greg Ogles, we're talking about possible non-physical Bigfoot, not necessarily a missing link, or possibly going in and out of another dimension or something, or possibly being able to cloak themselves. Who knows? Can we talk more about that? What other observations do you have about this strange aspect of it all?
Oh, absolutely. I've already touched base on one aspect of a Bigfoot, like, disappearing, essentially, in front of our eyes. And this was when we were in North Georgia with the FLIR, and after it had stood up. You know, the FLIR was panned for literally a second, maybe a second and a half, and then put right back to it, and then this thing was gone. Okay. Now, there was no residual heat. There was, you know, you didn't hear anything walking or running off. It just was gone. And that was not the first time something like that had happened. In our film, where we caught the thing crawling on our real high-end camera, I also had a thermal camera, and I caught something crawling down the hill toward us, and it got to a log, and it pushed up on that log, and then, like, it just disappeared. And I saw that on my thermal camera. It just disappeared, just vanished. I'm like, what in the world's going on here? I said, but at least I've got this on thermal. And I'm sitting here trying, you know, I'm recording too, right? Well, you know, guess what happens, you know, when you get something good, you know, the image is corrupted. So I don't know why that part of our thermal was corrupted, but it was. But luckily on the other camera that, you know, that video was not corrupted. The audio was corrupted, but not the video.
You say the audio was corrupted. How so? No audio or distortion?
There was no audio. Yeah.
Oh.
There was no audio.
It's like the mic stopped working.
Yes. Yep. Just a few minutes later, it started, you know, working perfectly again. I mean, and this is an extremely high-end camera. So, or at least at the time, it was very, very, very high. And it was very expensive just to rent. So, we had no explanation for that. But, you know, at that time, we were like, you know, that kind of stuff happens to us. So, I said all of that to say we've experienced things disappearing in front of us. The first time I saw a ghost, you know, we were out Bigfooting, and I saw a ghost. I saw an Indian on a horse appear. And it rode through a field and got to the edge of the field where the tree line starts, and it disappeared. Well, I'm like, well, Janice, did you see that? She said, an Indian on a horse? Yes, absolutely. I'm like, holy crap. So, you know, if a ghost comes in and out of our visual perception or our reality, then is it so hard to believe that something else can do that too?
Of course, that also depends on believing that ghosts are genuine representations of a strange phenomena or spirits of the dead. What's your take?
I don't know. Hey, are they projections of the past? You know, I don't know. Is it an entity that we think is a ghost but is not? Or are they creatures of another parallel universe that's very close to ours? You know, and then they can come in and out of our universe. I don't know. So what are they? I don't know. All I do know is that these things exist. And I really doubt that I myself will be able to crack this code before my time expires. However, I do want to leave at least something for future generations saying, hey, these things do exist. They're real. I don't know what they are yet, but I will do my best to try and document the sightings that we have, the encounters that we have, try to film what we can, and try to communicate. Now, some of these things do communicate with us, or they interact with us, and they understand us. And I can get into that some other time, but I do know that these things exist. I just don't know what they are.
I certainly want to ask you more about interactions of whatever they are with humans when we do our After the Paracast premium podcast for Paracast Plus subscribers. So that's certainly something that's worth talking about. Does Bigfoot want to speak to you or just throw rocks at you to get you the heck out of the way, huh? Strange.
Yeah, strange times.
Don't you know it? What about the frequency of cases? I know in terms of UFOs, they go up and down, or maybe they don't. It's just more people report them. When it comes to Bigfoot and all the other stuff that you chase after, do you find it comes in waves? Is it a publicity wave where more people hear about it, therefore they are looking out? What do you think?
I think at certain times of the year, certain places have more sightings. Almost as if they migrate from one place to another. I'm not saying that they do migrate from one place to another. Perhaps they avoid hunting areas more during hunting season, and you know they'll appear more in other areas where there's no hunting allowed. But we have seen that there's other areas here in Alabama that have certain sightings at specific times of the year, if that makes any sense.
Well, if I'm traveling to Alabama, it's been many decades since I've been there. What part of the state would I look for to see more weird stuff?
Okay, you can go to Bankhead National Forest. There is a place in North Bankhead that where there's a horse stable, and there's another small hunting camp real close to there. Now, you're going to have some weird stuff happen when you go into those trails in those areas of Bankhead National Forest, which is located in north central Alabama. I have seen orbs there, but not very many. I've seen two red ones there. However, there's lots of Bigfoot activity in that area, lots of it. And there's other, there has been encounters that I would classify them as been scary. Now, if you go into the Talladega National Forest, your encounters are going to diversify some. You could experience anything from orbs to Bigfoot to even UFO-type stuff. And I've actually seen shadow people for the first time in the Talladega National Forest. I didn't believe in shadow people until I saw one.
Hey, we're just about going to have to close it out, and we'll talk more about this in after the Paracast. But for listeners who want to know more about what you do, Greg Ogles, where can they check you out?
Well, you can find our film on Tubi and Apple TV and lots of other streaming services, and it will very, very soon be available in Walmart and Best Buy and all the other big box stores. It's called The Legend of the Downy Booger, and we would appreciate your views, and we hope you enjoy the film.
Your website is what?
RelicFilms.net.
RelicFilms.net. You can find us on Twitter or X or Z, it'll be next week, whatever it is, and Threads and Facebook. Look for The Paracast. Go to theparacast.store or theparacast.shop to check out branded merchandise for the show with four different logos to choose from. And then there's the Paracast Plus at theparacast.plus for fast sign up. You get this show free of the network ads with better audio and the exclusive bonus after the Paracast podcast where you never know what's going to happen next, and we don't either. And Greg will be back on that show again for the fastest sign up and lowest prices ever. Check out theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. Greg Ogles, thanks for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me, Gene. I appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.